Well, good afternoon, Ching. And I've got a very, very interesting duo tasting today. It's been a very long time since I regularly did red wine and white wine duo tastings. That was the last I think I did was something like last summer. So it's very, very exciting today to be able to highlight and profile two Bordeaux extraordinary Châteaux. And also I'm going to use the opportunity to just discuss the difference between right and left bank Bordeaux. Okay, so the city of Bordeaux is on a river or two rivers, and in between is a section of land called Entre deux Mers, the entry of the two seas. And the grapes grown in the middle section are largely used for interesting blends across the negotiant industry in the Bordeaux area. But the wines of the right bank and the wines of the left bank are primarily grown by historic chateaus who put a great deal of passion, dedication and love into creating masterpieces. And these wines, year on year, are incredible storehouses of design, passion, luxury, and the fulfillment of the palate. So first up, I'm going to go for the right bank, and I've got a 1999 Chateau Clinet, and as if you look at the label, you can see it's a far, far cry from the Clinet of today. 1999 was an era when the French made interesting wines. They did not try to sell them to the Americans, the English, or, you know, anyone else. They just made the wines, and if you bought them, you bought them. They weren't flogging a dead donkey. So, you know, once you bring or allow commercialism to creep into an art scene, you're going to lay waste and you will have desecration. Rather in the way that the dual carriageway A30 across Bodmin Moor has desecrated Cornwall as a beautiful ancient Celtic nation. Not that anyone cares, and that's the difficulty, is it? Nobody cares. So, Chateau Clinet Pomerol. What is Pomerol? Pomerol is an area, a very small area of the right bank of Bordeaux, a French wine growing region that actually makes more wine than the entire of Australia. And it's only one French region. And it lies not terribly far from Saint-Emilion, the most famous of the right bank appellations. But it has a style all of its own, and that's partly to do with the soil in which the grapes grow. And in certain places, the soil is a blue clay. And some of the chateaus lying on this type of soil have really, you know, made it their business to leverage the prestige of their chateaus and their wines to extraordinary and extortionate figures. But Clinet remains fairly approachable in price. And I was fortunate to buy this particular bottle in a French auction house. So I'm just going to pour this into the glass, and I'm going to discuss the colour and the kind of profile we're getting on the plate. And then we'll have a look at the Catburn, which is left bank, and we'll see if we can learn the very fundamental basic differences between right bank and left bank with as little, you know, mystique as possible. So Chateau Clinet is 12.5%. So you'll notice the wines of nearly 30 years ago were not as alcoholic as they are today. But this wine has stood the test of time and is drinking absolutely perfectly, and it's 27 years old. So in the glass I've got an incredible, slightly brown on the edge, as you would expect for the age. It's just looking like molten red plum, red cherry, raspberry, adds a touch of loganberry and a little bit of cranberry and pomegranate. That's just the way it looks, okay? It's medium bodied to look, you know. It's not translucent. I'm getting a lot of rather beautiful colouring, going from brown to orange to, you know, mahogany. And I'm just swirling gently. I've placed about a quarter of the glass. You know, you need room to swirl because you're trying to aerate the wine, which has been in a bottle in an enclosed ecosystem for 27 years, okay? And wine, to taste its best, must have some oxygen released to it. And fantastic nose. I mean, it's absolutely everything you want. This is very, very much a foodie wine. Be absolutely perfect with roe fillets. It would work with fish. Be magnificent with salmon. It would be beautiful with a lamb rack of ribs. It would just go really, really well with rabbit or hare. Perhaps would be a little bit overpowered by other game, I think. I'm just swirling it and I'm sort of getting the impression of chocolate notes, raspberry. Let's see what it's doing on palate. My gosh, I don't want it to slip down my throat because it's such a lovely, lovely texture. You know, the cliche about wine being velvet, but it is absolutely just that and a lot more. It's just teasing your tongue and it's saying, grab me, grab me. It's very seductive. It's an art statement all of its own. You know, for wine from the right bank, which is predominantly Merlot, to be as good a stayer as this is incredible. And it's really a fantastic marriage of the soil, the vision, the vintner's skills, the history of the region, the chateau's legend. You know, it's history and landscape in a glass. It would go absolutely brilliantly with a warm brie. Very, very, very nice with ham. Just grapes, you know, ham and grapes. The best wines are so complex, you don't need much food. Just something to set them off, that's it, you know. I think it would go okay with Stilton. So I'm getting masses of fruit from a wine that's been in the bottle for 27 years. It's like a very soft, fine old ruby port, but you know, yes, there's touches of wood mulch, forest mushroom, saddle leather, you know, a hint of licorice, the promise of a little bit of peppermint, you know, perhaps there were some violets lurking in the background, and even a tiny bit of fairy dust. It's a wine you have to find and you have to open, you know, for yourself. And of course, there's not many of them knocking around. So it's a great privilege to drink a wine like that. And it makes me wonder where I want my life to go and what kind of wines I want to be drinking in the future. It's a soul-searching wine. It's pretty thick-bodied, full-bodied. It's almost cloying. It wants to linger in the mouth. It's got a lot of cherry tartness, but in the softest expression imaginable. And now I'm going to open pour from the Chateau Catburn. So this is Saint-Estèphe, probably the smallest of the left bank appellations, 2017. And this one is 13.5%. It's So completely different colour, but actually surprisingly, sort of see-through, transparent reds. Actually, does that, it looks fairly old. It's only what, 9 years, and I think it's slightly more translucent than the other wine. It's not giving me a lot on the nose, though. It's very, very similar in looks to the other one, actually. Quite unusual. Not at all the normal sort of, big purple or black of a red wine that you get these days. I mean, this is the best that a single Chateau can give you. It's not a first growth Chateau by any means, but it has complete integrity. What you get in the glass is what they've got to offer from their vineyards, So let's have a look at this one. How does this compare? Very, very big busted blackcurrant in the best way possible. Lots of shooting damson tartness and blackberries. Right, so the complete opposite kind of red fruit to the Pommerol. It's got some blueberry in there, it's got slight hints of black grape and also melon. Again, it's much harsher on the palate. It's still got quite raw tannins, and it obviously hasn't settled into itself, as it's 18 years younger, but it's a third of the age of the other one. This is a wine that probably grew up on gravel soil with Atlantic breezes, and they're very similar. They're both perfect expressions of Bordeaux at its best, I think. They're very approachable, very drinkable, but they do make you want to drink slowly and contemplate. These are not glugging wines. This is the top of the trees. This is art in a bottle. Which one do I prefer? I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot more of 99 Clunet, so in a sense, I prefer the Cap Burn because it's a slightly more modern style, and it's going to be more possible to get more of them. And it is interestingly a flavour that's much more geared for the modern market, but that might just be because it's a younger wine and we're used to drinking younger wines. And the other one is. It has all the softness, the velvet softness of an older wine. I'm just going to taste them both and just say to myself, could I honestly say one of them is left bank or one of them is right bank? But I think I can. I think the Pommerol, because I think it's because the soil is much softer. So clay is a soft soil and granite is a uncompromising hard soil. And the fact that this is mostly Merlot, so it's giving rise to these soft plum fruits. The other one is absolutely, throwing blackcurrant at you, and that's really the point I wanted to make. Always give a wine a chance to grow old in your cellar. Do not worry if it's gone past its drinking window. Wine is an expensive education, but it's not quite as expensive as golf can be. And personally, I think it's more rewarding. I like indoors things, So I think this is beautiful because, yeah, I think here in these two magnificent and world famous chateaus we've captured, there is a similarity. There is a similarity indeed, but. We've captured the pinnacle of the differences between the right banks, Saint-Emilion's, Castillon's, Fronsac, Blaye, Pommerol, They are all soft clay, merlot, soft plum. And the uncompromising left bank is all granite, blackcurrant and big damson. It's difficult to say whether either of them can go much further in the bottle, because obviously they're not going to, because I'm drinking them, and whether there's any real merit in keeping the wines for a long time. All I can say is the Pomerol is absolutely drinkable at 27 years. And in general, left banks will last up to twice as long as right banks, which are the softer wine, as you see. All I can say is go the length, find yourself a proper chateau, one from each bank, and try them like I'm doing. Have something nice. I've got pork, a kind of pork wop stew that I make, which I find utterly delicious. And is going to be ideal this evening with them. And just take your time over them. If possible, smoke a cigar. You know, if not possible, don't. Yeah. But certainly I think we need to be taking a lot more time over life. You know. You'll give yourself an incredible education if you can get one decent left bank and one decent right bank chateau. And don't go down the line of buying Calvet, Negotiant, you know, any old grapes will do type of wine. It's just not good enough. Just be a bit more classy, be elegant, take your time, expect great things, settle for nothing less than greatness. Excellence is my pursuit. Excellence. Top-ranging perfection is minimum standard here at House of Fair. You know, I don't want just any old thing. I don't want cheap and cheerful. I want elegant, well-designed, classy, world-class perfectionism and beyond, way beyond. Perfection in the House of Fair is a minimum standard beneath which we will not put. Chateau Clinet, 12.5% Pomerol, 1999. Chateau Capburn, Saint-Estèphe, 2017, 13.5%. That's the kind of world-class excellence I expect.